With us in the studio right now is Patriots' newest offensive lineman, or one of the newest offensive linemen, Robert Gallery. Robert, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
So that didn't shock you, that opening, I hope.
No, it's good. I like it.
Okay. All right, cool.
Have you seen 300?
I have. Actually, I'm embarrassed to say I just watched it like a few weeks ago for the first time.
I still haven't seen it.
See, yeah. We all love it, you know, and I guess who came to us the other day and said, oh, you know, that's a gay movie. And we're like, what are you talking about? So we had this whole discussion, and that's why our producer made this.
That's an old Saturday Night Live skit.
Very nice. I'm impressed.
What did you think of the movie?
It was good. I thought it was good. I'm, you know, when you have kids, you're about 2 years behind on movies. So, you know, it was a new one for me, but I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was excellent. Anyway, welcome to the show and welcome to the Patriots. I know you've been here for a while, but this is the first time we've had a chance to talk to you. You know, what have you been doing so far? How are things going for you?
You know, just kind of getting acclimated, get into start the off-season program, doing that stuff. You know, meeting all the guys, obviously doing getting into the routine that they have here, and just getting ready for these OTAs and mini camps. That's really you know, all about at this point.
What's your reaction to that, Ben? Because we've talked to some of the other new faces, Will Allen, Trevor Scott, and they kind of said, "Wow, this off-season program is legit."
Yeah. No, they you know, with the new you know, the lockout last year, and the new CBA, the time is obviously less than it used to be, so it's, you know, you got to be full go once you get here, and it's all about work here, and that's what you want in an organization, and that's why I'm glad to be a part of it.
You know, my impression of Robert Gallery over the years, you know, I just
this ought to be good.
No, but, you know, we've obviously never met. I see you on the field. You got the long hair and you got the tats and you're a Raider. And I just think, man, this guy is probably this crazy heavy metal guy. But now I talk to you and you seem to be mild mannered and a nice guy. I mean,
he's from Iowa.
He also has long sleeves on too.
Very
mild mannered.
See all the tats.
Right. So was that just a wrong, I mean, impression I had of you, or was there at a time where you were just a crazy guy, or, and you've, you know, now you have kids and you've kind of simmered down?
I think there's a time to be crazy, and, you know, when you're live on a radio show, I don't know, my parents raised me better than that.
You know, no, maybe you could be crazy on this show.
Different circumstances, but no, it's, you know, it's the perception maybe, and I think there's a little of both, but, you know, I am who I am. I'm not uneducated, you know, just because you look a certain way doesn't mean you can't speak or you're not well-spoken. And, you know, obviously that's because of my upbringing. But,
right.
Your perception's pretty good.
What was your upbringing? I mean, people think, I think of Iowa, and I think the farm boys and corn. Is that you?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah,
very
right.
Cliche.
Yeah, three brothers and a sister lived, you know, on parents' farm, 800-acre farm. My dad still does. You know, the pretty stereotypical.
That's
all right,
cool.
So you had an older brother who was a punter in the NFL. You had a younger brother who was a punter at Iowa, and you're a massive offensive lineman. How did that happen?
Yeah, it's my sister did track at Iowa, and we have kind of it's kind of in our genes, I think. So it's obviously genetics and size helps out.
But you hit a growth spurt that apparently they didn't to go for, because you punted in high school, right? You were a tight end, kicker, punter, and then at some point you.
Yeah, you got to realize, though, my high school had 34 kids in my graduating class, so they were
really
looking
for people. It really is a stereotype.
It really is.
They were looking for guys to do a few of those things. But, no, it was one of those where, I got a little bit my brothers and sisters got the short end of the stick on the genetics.
I mean, but you know, I know a lot of linemen that once they stop playing, they actually get smaller. You know, they had to work hard to keep the size on. Is that your body type? Will you probably get smaller once you stop all the training and all that?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I'm definitely not a guy that, you know, that'll blow up and one of those guys that'll turn into a, you know, 450-pounder. But
why
you know,
is he looking at me?
You know, I think it's definitely, you know, when I am done, it's something I'll lose some weight and you know, hopefully not too much, though, because my skinny self isn't a great picture. Yeah.
Plus, all those tattoos will, wrinkle up and sag.
Exactly.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Robert, was your college coach, Kirk Ferentz. And, you know, obviously there's a connection with Belichick. He was on Bill's staff back in Cleveland. Have you talked to Bill enough to sort of, you know, compare and contrast the two? Are there a lot of similarities? I would think there probably are.
Yeah, definitely. Just kind of the... You know, the mannerisms, the way they go about things, the way they run things, it's, you know, very familiar to me. And, you know, that's a great thing because, you know, I got the taste of this in college. You know, it was a very professionally run college program. And, you know, to come here and knowing about him. And, you know, the Patriots are in and out of our facility throughout college, so I got to know those guys a little bit. And, you know, I'm just glad it took a few more years than I thought, but to get out here.
How about, have you gotten a taste for Scar yet, Dante Scarnecchia? Because, you know, Matt Light just retired, and one of the jokes was that after 8 years, they got comfortable with each other. You're obviously new to the situation. What is your initial reaction to Dante Scarnecchia?
That's been great. You know, I've got a chance to meet with him, kind of see how he does things. And, you know, it's the type of coach you want, a guy that'll get after you.
Called you a bleeping moron yet?
Not yet, I'm sure.
He will. He definitely will.
I've heard that. But, no, he's you want a coach like that, a guy that's going to push you. But, you know, you can sit down and talk to him. And, you know, he's a normal guy.
Yeah, and training camp, you know, everyone's split up in their groups. And the offensive linemen are normally in the far left corner. We call that Dante's Inferno. That's,
yes.
You know.
He wants to be as far away as possible so he can say whatever he wants to you, and he will. Yeah. He gets creative with his language.
But I'll tell you something. When you guys are doing sprints, he's doing them with you. I mean, he's with you. He's got your back the whole way. You know, a lot of the linemen tell us he's one of the best coaches they've ever had. He breaks it down for them. I've seen him from working with you guys down to the high school level. He knows how to relate, and so you got yourself a good coach there.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Everything I've heard is great, and that's you know, that's what you want at this point.
Along those lines, you know, I wanted to get back to Kirk a little bit because, you know, Andy and I were talking before the show. When he was with Bill in Cleveland, he was sort of like Dante. He was a very he was a nurturer of offensive linemen. They had an offensive line development program, practice squad guys. How helpful was he for you, Kirk, at Iowa? Do you feel like you really got a good, you know, sort of baseline of preparation to be an NFL lineman from him?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he in college, he worked with us every day. At some point in our drills, he was working with the line, and you know, that was, you know, over a 5-year period. So I definitely picked up things with him and talking with him, and you know, that's his bread and butter. That's, you know, who he is, and obviously from Cleveland was what he's known for. So you know they're going to have a good group of linemen there, and I think that's why they've continued to, you know, because of him.
I know they're not big on telling you when they bring you in what your role is going to be, or you're going to play this or that, but I mean, you're a guy that's played pretty much, except for center, you've played all over the offensive line in the NFL. Is that something you're comfortable with if you just enter a season as, who knows, I might be left guard, I might be right tackle, I mean, is there comfort there for you at all those spots, or do you feel like you're better suited for one or the other?
That was the exact question I was going to ask.
Well, great minds think alike.
No, I think it's one of those, obviously, you know, the past 5 or 6 years I've played guard. You know, obviously there's some comfort there, but, you know, I played tackle my first 3 years, and whatever it is, they're going to put the best 5 guys on the field, and wherever that is, I'll be comfortable. You know, it's the situation, you know, I want to come in and earn a spot, and just like everybody else, and that's what I plan to do.
I'm sure you're sick of these types of questions, but obviously you were the number 2 overall pick, and I can remember Belichick joking how much he liked you, but, you know, there was never going to be a chance that they could get you. Has your career, how have you looked at your career? You end up as a guard as opposed to, you know, some people said you were the greatest left tackle in the history of college football. How have you come to grips with your journey through the NFL and your career?
You know, it's one of those things you you know, deal with the hand you're dealt, and you know, it's have things gone exactly like in the book I wrote? No, but you know, it's been a good process, and you know, it is what it is. There's no excuses, but you know, there's a you know, you go through different coaching, and you know, there's a ton of different things that can affect winning. Obviously, helps everything, makes everybody look better. And
well, you just
a lot of those things we haven't, you know, haven't been a part of the past 8 years.
It took longer for you to get here than you maybe expected. Do you think things would have turned out differently had you been somehow, you know, the Patriots traded up and picked 2 overall and taken you? I think it would have been a different career for you, a different.
It's hard to say if you could go back in time and tell that. I don't know. But, you know, I know one thing that, you know, consistency and winning, you know, changes a lot of things. So, you know, it is what it is. I wouldn't change anything. I've learned a lot about myself, and, you know, I'm just here to be the best player I can be and contribute to this team.
You know, and no disrespect to offensive linemen, but no, but
that means he's going to
that means he's going to do exactly that.
I'm actually going to defend what you kind of just said. When it gets like the Pro Bowl voting, if you're on a winning team, and again, no disrespect to a Matt Light or a Dan Copen who went to the Pro Bowl, but I think being on the Patriots helped them get those votes from their peers. Mm-hmm. I mean, so as offensive linemen, do you guys kind of kid around about that? That, you know, I could have the best season ever, but my team went, you know, 2-14, I got no shot.
And that happened to you a couple of years. I've read a lot of stuff that's what year, I don't even know what year it was, but a couple of years ago, a lot of people said you had the best season of any offensive lineman in football, but no one knew because you were in Oakland and you weren't with Tom Brady and winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of the running joke, but, you know, like I said, winning helps a lot of things, you know, I've never been on a winning team. We've never had a winning season. You know, that is what it is. But like I said, it's to that point, it doesn't bother me what people say. Obviously, you want those accolades and those things, but as long as, you know, you're doing the best that you can do with the situation you're in, that's all you can do.
Sounds right. Obvious that you're here to win. You know, were there other options, or did you say, I can go anywhere I want now, I'm going to New England?
Yeah, you know, it was the first call we got, and, you know, about the last one we took, because I knew I was hoping that this opportunity would arise. Obviously, in maybe a little different situation, but, you know, it is what it is, being hurt last year and whatnot, but this has worked out better than it could have, so... you know, it was the first call I wanted. I was hoping they call, you know, the story is done. I'm here and I'm ready to go.
You're the second guy who said that too, newcomer who's come on the show and said that this was the call they wanted to get, and it was the first one they got, and they were here. So
yeah, it's obviously the tradition here, and this place is about winning. Knowing, you know, Coach Belichick, you know, obviously through Coach Ferentz a little bit, you know, I know how Coach Ferentz is, and Coach Belichick's that way. That's this point in my career. This is you know, what I've been through. This is what I want. I don't care about anything else. You know, I want to come here and play well, be in a good situation, and win football games.
Okay, if we wanted to set up a PFW in progress pay-per-view, obviously you're one of the great left tackles out of Iowa, and we happen to have in the building one of the great pass rushers out of Iowa. Would you guys be willing to go one-on-one
Andre
if we made
Tippett.
It like a PFW?
I mean,
you left out the name.
Yeah.
Well, Andre, I mean, it goes without saying.
Yeah, yeah,
well, Andre Tippett. I
knew he knew who you were talking
Everybody
about.
Knows. Tip doesn't need to be named. But you willing to do that for us, go one-on-one with Tip on the edge?
You know what? We'll have to talk about
just
that.
Just so you know, my money's on him.
I respect him so much.
He
that
looks good.
Yeah, he's. I'm sure he can still do it. So.
Well, he knows the karate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not fair.
Oh, yeah, he fights
like
dirty, too.
Fifth degree black belt,
yeah.
You know?
He fights dirty, too. He'll walk into our offices, he'll flick the light off and say, I'll give you one chance, but you better make it a good one.
After I soil myself behind my desk, I just put the light back on.
I'll just ask him for a signed jersey and tell him he wins.
There you go. Hall of Famer. All right, we know you got to get going. One question, when you're on the field pregame, what are you listening to on your headphones?
Metallica.
Okay.
Oh, so
you are a heavy metal.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Freddie was right.
He's a farm boy, heavy metal tatted up cliche.
How many tattoos, Robert?
I've got a lot.
Is it hard to tell with
where does one end and one begin?
He
has the full sleeve.
It's more area now, so it's, yeah.
Is it just the
chest,
arms? Or
back.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Really?
Complete back, chest.
Wow.
See, he'll be good, Andy, if you do your Pat's Ink.
Yeah, every couple of years we do a feature on the tattoos in the locker room, and I'll be sure
the
to
stories
talk to you
behind them and what they mean and all that. So
yeah, very good. Yeah,
do you have corn? Do you have a corn tattoo?
I don't.
You should get one.
He has a lot of religious tattoos. I watched the Patriots Today spot that you did with Brian Lowe, which must have been pretty recent, right? A lot of religious tattoos, Andy.
Are you going back to farming? When NFL's done, you're going to go take up the 800 acres and take over?
I don't think so. I think I'll go back and help if my dad's still farming certain times of the year, because there's certain stuff I said after, you know,
never
after
doing
making
that again.
It, then I'm never doing that again. But, you know, he's moved us on. You know, he told us it's too many things to depend on the weather. And
right.
Obviously farming's better now, but... You know what? I'll go sit in a combine and help do the harvest. That's about it.
You have 800 acres? Mankins, how big is his ranch, his dad's
ranch?
It's
big.
I don't know. Have you talked to Logan yet?
Yeah, we farm talk a little bit. That's a good
Dane
talk.
Fletcher farm talk. Dane Fletcher comes from Montana.
Montana,
farms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got a little
farm. A lot of property
community.
Among our offensive linemen.
Yeah, no kidding. Our parents do.
Robert, thank you so much for stopping in.
Really appreciate it.
Good luck this year. We hope that you have a lot of success with the team. You get what you want, which is winning. Because that's good for all of us. All right, Robert Gallery, we're going to take a break right now on PFW in Progress, and we'll be right back.